WSHF 567 monitoring. WSHF 567 monitoring. Morning, Mike.
Mike, is it okay on this one?
Good morning, Mike.
Yeah, good morning. Am I getting in okay? Yep,
you're getting in okay. WSHF 567.
Miles north of the repeater. That's pretty good.
Yep, that's good.
Yeah, it's pretty, you know, the upgrading something similar to what you have.
Still at home right now, aren't you?
Correct. Yes. Still at home. Just got a little 8-watt, 8-2, SF.
Hi, Joe.
So what's going on with you today, Sam? Anything good?
Yeah, waiting on parts, Mike. It's a waiting game today. Time you leave it today, 7, or you leave earlier?
No, today I leave up. Yeah, around like 9. Something like that. More towards the end. But I got some other stuff in the morning I gotta take care of before I head out. Hispanic. He works on small engines and stuff. Just, you know, small engines are quite busy in their own shop.
I like it a lot better than working for peanuts. I pulled out one of my old worksheets, man. $17 for this, $20 for that, $15 for this, you know, $30 for that. Man, I wasn't making any money working for someone else.
Yeah, it works just sometimes, you know. I'm sure those guys at Wine Guards get paid pretty good.
The guys at Wine Guards know me, according to my customers. I don't know how, you know, but they know me, so they say.
What, do they know you're from Wine Guards?
My customers that come here from Wine Guards tell me the owners up at Wine Guards know who I am.
Oh, okay. I gotcha.
my back and handle 8 hours a day every day, believe me, I'd go to work for someone else if they paid right. They don't pay right, so I can't do it. You know, it is what it is. There was a job where I could work a little, go lay on my bed, work a little, go lay on my bed, get comfortable. Hey, I'd be all over it. That's why I'm all over here. It is what it is, right? WSHF 567. Sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do, Mike.
Well, that's what it was, too, you know, he did the best he could, but stuff was like, you know, the big decision. Something happened, too, man, he started out with, like, a really bad cold, and before you know it,
I'd hate for that to happen. But it is what it is. If I end up in a wheelchair, I'd probably be doing the same thing from a wheelchair.
Yeah, that's true. Well, look at me, you know, I'm damn it, it's true, but you know, I still get up every day and head off to work and work long hours. I do it, you know, it's amazing. It's harder than others, but hey, you know, you do what you gotta do. You know, you just can't sit and mope around all day. Otherwise, you know, you're losing.
That's what they say, absolutely. Hey, Mike, I'm gonna go fill up my coffee cup, so I'm gonna take a standby. WSHF 567, I'll be back. Clear and monitoring.
I'll be standing by your
WRWB
49, and we'll be standing by.
Copy all that, I did. WSHF 567, clear. I'll be right back. WSHF 567, I'm back, Mike.
Good morning.
Morning
time, I'll do it.
Your audio is way too low, Mike.
Way too low.
Yeah, it was low. Yeah, let's talk into that thing.
I got a really easy HD, I know. Now my other one, you know, the external mic, looks to it, but it doesn't sound so bad.
Well, yeah, so you're a little noisy, and the audio is going to be a problem.
Well, I guess I just make do with what I got for the meantime, anyway.
Yeah, that was better, so. Alright, well, there you go. Just waiting on my coffee. Get the FHM 738. What's going on this morning, Sam?
You know, just coffee and watching the tube and, you know, got Mama off to work and, you know, whatever. Get the kids off to the bus stop, whatever comes my way, Paul. You know, the day hasn't started. I got parts out there, mowers out there waiting on parts. So, you know, if parts come in, I'll handle all that. WSHF 567.
I'm sure you will. Saturday, man. Thursday, getting closer.
Yeah, it's coming. Not here yet, but it's coming.
Yeah, 4 days ago.
I see our beloved sister. They lost at the overtime last night. At home. Thanks for typing up.
Yeah, I didn't get much of that mic. Yeah, a little static coming with the audio too late.
This is the, it looks like the Pistons are almost done. They lost at overtime last night.
Well, they're up 2-0. I thought they were winning the third, so I didn't even keep in track. So, in other words, this team's crushing them.
Yeah, they're getting the best of us. I mean, it was 2-0 in the series, but, now we got, you know, 2 games on us. So it's tied up right now.
Yeah, okay.
Pretty impressed this morning. I could actually, get in on an HD with this, computer.
Why is this thing receiving kind of like the 675? I think this one has a better receiver.
You might want to move a little bit. Did a lot of banking. Trying coming in with that.
Yeah, I think the receiver seems to have a bad connect. I could have been in a bad spot, but I hear some intermittent on you sometimes. Alright, was that better?
Yeah, I know what you're saying. It's on the tail end. Just before you want to see it, man, I can hear it.
Yeah, but I think it's up higher, just like Troy seems to cast a lot further too. Must be up higher, I don't know.
Yeah. Hey, it's working, so.
Looks like it's gonna be raining Saturday.
Oh, you said rain, huh? Oh, man.
I can't believe how cool it's been the last few days.
Yeah, it's weird, man. I woke up this morning and I got my furnace set at like 68. This thing came on. I'm like, what is it, like 36 degrees out or something?
It was like 36 yesterday morning. It's unbelievable, man. It's May.
Well, I was looking on online, and they showed pictures of Houghton Hancock, Calumet. They had snow up there was it yesterday or the day before. The other day I came into an allotment of 12 AU 7.
Came into what there, Mike?
I came into an allotment of 12 AU 7. 2.
You got the numbers wrong there, letters. 12 AX 7 or 12 AU 7?
I'm sorry. 12 AX 7.
Yeah, okay, what brand?
They were all just bad. It was in an old counselor unit. The lady was chucking it out, and the thing looked beat up and worse for wear. So I went in there and I snagged the sweep, the only sweep, the sweep that was in there. And then the rest were the 12-87. But they were all like mixed match, like 12-87, RCA, CCE, you know, they were just all mixed match.
Oh, okay.
One, I think, was a Raytheon. Yes, they were. It looks like, you know, over three-quarters for its time span, it was serviced more than once.
Yeah, oh, okay.
Hey, Sam, I got one for you, a little trade chip for me, please. Ed? My Honda GVC190 engine, when you first started up, it has the blade break, so you're just starting the engine. It seems to surge a little bit, still warmed up.
It could be one of two things. It could need a valve adjustment, or it could just need a carburetor. You know, clean it out if you want, but I found when they're surging, cleaning them out don't always do it. Replacing it does it.
Interesting. Okay.
If it only does it just a little bit, it clears up, I wouldn't worry about it right now.
Yeah, it's just for the first minute or so, right? That's it. I have to pay attention. I've only used it twice, so I'll see the next time if it does it and for how long, you know, whatever. It seems to go away pretty quick.
As long as it goes away, you should be all right. But if, you know, you start it up and it continues to do it and it don't go away, well, there's a problem.
No, it goes away after it warms up, so it's just like the first minute. And I think I could still get the OEM carburetor for it, too. Kind of weird thing. Like I said, it's got the blade break, right? So when you engage the blade, you hear it, like, bog down, and then all of a sudden it runs at a higher RPM. It's like,
SHF 567.
Like, it's in good shape and it's got a composite deck, so I'm really happy with that last one I bought. I probably need to get rid of the other one, but I don't need two, but the other one's a steel deck. It's in pretty good shape too. Starts right up, but you know, it doesn't have the blade break. Self-propelled, works good, put new tires on it. She's rip-roaring, too.
If you want to sell that other one, if it's in decent shape, name your price and park it in my front yard. I could probably sell it in a day. I get customers asking all the time, I got any lawnmowers for sale? Nope, not right now, I don't.
Yeah, Hondas, they get a premium for them. They don't make the gas engines anymore. I've kind of hopped up on them. Yeah, well, I may do that. I'll find out if my daughter needs it. I topped off the oil in the new one because I checked it. It was just a bit low, so bought some 10W30 and threw it in there to top it off.
Joe? Both of your Hondas, double-bladed Hondas?
Yes, they actually are. Look at you. Not many people know that. Yeah, they are, both of them.
Just in didn't know if they made, you know, the older ones double-bladed and the newer ones double-bladed, or, you know, they stopped doing it after a while, so now I know.
Yeah, and I don't know how old they both are. One is certainly older, and one is newer. And they say by the serial number, the one was made, like, sometime after 2019, but I don't know that for a fact. Just what people are saying.
Yeah, I know they're double-bladed. I've worked on many Hondas. Yep.
Did I hear you sharpen blades, too? Is that what I just heard the other day?
Yes, sir. I sharpen blades. Just keyed up the wrong microphone again. Oh, what a dummy. I usually warn my customers they have to sharpen their blades. Be careful, because you will cut yourself. I make them like razor blades, you know, real sharp.
Oh, you're that good, eh?
I wouldn't say I'm that good, but I know what I'm doing.
Well, a little project I took down with the lawnmower, my big lawnmower. I've seen how methodical you were.
There's no one around my neighborhood anywhere that can do what I do as fast as I do it. No one.
I don't doubt it, Sam. I'm giving a lot away, giving a lot of detail away. I don't doubt you're the guy locally here. I don't doubt it.
Well, I don't keep getting referrals every year, you know, because I do bad work. I keep getting referrals because I do good work. And every year, it's new referrals and no business cards at all.
Roger. Wow. I see. So I have some personal experience with you this way, and then there's another element that told me what you're capable of in the course of a good day. So, you know what? You don't have to prove nothing to me, that's for sure. I give you a high mark.
Backyard's cleaned out and the water bill's paid.
All right, well, I'm going to get ready to get my morning started here. Minutes early, I'll catch you guys in a little bit there. The VSA check 7-3-8.
Y'all bet. Catch you up here in a little bit. WSHS 567 monitoring.
Yeah, we'll catch you in a little bit, Paul. I've just been getting out here. So, yep, catch you guys in a little bit. WRWB 14.
WRWB 49. And we're back.
Yeah, good morning. Just finishing my coffee here. VHHM 738.
Yep, I hear that. Yeah, I'm just sitting here. In and out, in and out.
I'm all done with coffee for now. I done drank a pot, minus a cup my wife got. So when she gets home at 7 or 8, I'll make another pot. WSHF 567. I'm bored. I wish I could go to work right now.
Now, see, if you lived up north and your neighbors are like a mile away, you just get away with it. I'm working at, you know, all different times of the day and night.
Right, I don't try to get away with anything around here. I try to keep it respectful for the neighbors.
Yeah, I think what you're saying is you're out in the country, you know, and you had like 10 acres, pole barn up, you can do whatever you want any time of the day.
I get what he's saying. Yep, it was like that in Kentucky. You could pretty much do whatever you wanted to do when you wanted to do it. Not here. 7 acres in Kentucky and having a lot in Michigan's a lot different.
Oh, I'm sure of that.
I actually miss being able to shoot my gun anytime I wanted to out my back door. Shit, if I did that now, I'd get arrested.
Right, I would think that's the case here down there. You can do that. Just like you're out in the country, maybe. I don't know.
It's like my sister shooting the gun. You know, she's got a dirt hill for a backstop, and you know, she sets up targets along with her husband and big target practice.
Backyard was my 7 acres.
My sister's got 10 acres. And her in-laws, they own, you know, property on both sides of them. You know, they're like sandwiched in between. So between all that, it's like, with it combined, it's like 40 or 60 acres.
That's nice.
Different types of everything living in it.
Well, Mike doubled with me. I'll be right back. WSHM 738.
You know, I don't miss how backward slow Kentucky is, because they're the slowest people I ever seen in my whole entire life. If they got any slower, actually, they'd be moving in reverse. That's how slow they are. I don't miss that, but I miss the peace and quiet.
You want peace and quiet? As you could always live north of here. I mean, there's a lot of places up in the south that are nice.
Now I have, hang on. Now I have 3 GMRS radios. I want to get one more base station, but it doesn't have to be the 50 watts. I found a couple 25 watts that would work, you know, in the garage. WSHS 567.
I mean, you could buy the one like mine, that's a nice vehicle, but I don't know, man, that's a bit or miss. I got lucky, but, I mean, I wouldn't highly recommend that one.
Okay, how am I making it in from the mobile? Over.
You're 5x9. Full flighting.
Alright. WSBT 754. Good morning. Am I making it into this one alright? Yes, you are.
And Charlie.
Well, Sam, Paul, Mike, Lauren. Where are you at? Coming up to Silk Road.
Which road?
I-94 and Silk. Not picking up. Mike, what's he saying there? I'm not picking up that road.
94 and shut the road. Just a 415 mile.
Okay, shuck, yeah, I know where that's at. I wasn't hearing the word, so probably the wax in my ears, I'm sure. So, let's see how long this one lasts. Well, it's Thursday, I think you got a full week this week, so you're getting close to the weekend. Yeah, I gotta work tomorrow. Today's Thursday all week. I haven't woke up yet, so hopefully it won't be as long of a day as it has been Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Yeah, well, just keep in mind the big prize is just a couple days away. Mike?
Oh, I got nothing to add to that, Sam.
Good, I'm just listening. WSHF 567. Good morning.
That Sam is walking tall with that signal, Charlie. He asked me what antenna he could put up to do him good and coax and all that, and I got to tell you, I've been monitoring that guy on Simplex, you know, on the transmit frequency, and he is getting out. Yeah, he definitely sounds better than he's ever sounded, so that was a good setup. Works real good.
Yeah, even up here, he breaks my 12 someplace.
Well, what I'm saying is that I listen on the input for obvious reasons, right? But in this particular case, you know, I hear him a long way off, miles and miles and miles away from his house. You're saying he's got fire in the wire? Well, you're only allowed to put only 50 matchsticks as far as fire goes. So you got to do the rest with, you know, technical ability. Over. Yeah, there's more to radio than jamming, that's for sure.
No one will ever catch me jamming on this frequency, ever. WSHF 567.
You know, so for me, Haney, and most people, and this is not true in all cases, especially here, as we continue to learn that, you know, I don't want to dwell on it this morning, but, you know, I got a ham license back in 1987. I respect the damn thing, right? You're not going to catch me jamming here. You're not going to catch me jamming there. But everybody's just not abide by those rules. All right. Change the subject. Let's talk about weather a quick minute. Man, it's just some fall time weather we're having, huh? Yeah, woke up to a frosty vehicle yesterday morning. Man, oh man. Got the doggone furnace on in the middle of May for crying out loud.
Mine kicked on this morning here, about an hour ago.
Jack Frost needs to go take his hibernation.
Well, I think I caught on the weather yesterday that it's going to be in the high 80s on Monday, so it's coming. It is coming, yeah. I think it's supposed to warm up even before Monday, I think. Monday, I haven't been looking, but I think it starts this weekend at some point. Well, I'm ready for it, because I'm sick of the cold. Does anybody know the St. Clair Service Memorial Day Parade is
that going to be on Harper this year or Jefferson? Does anybody know?
Nope, I'm not even sure.
Once upon a time, it always used to be on Harper. And then advancing the reels forward a bunch of years, they started alternating between Jefferson and Harper, so I'm just not sure. Of course, growing up as a kid over there on Centennial Street, we were just seven houses from Harper where the parade always took place, so fond memories of that. I hope it's on Harper this year. I want to go.
Good morning, guys. This is WXKY567. Listening in. That's about it.
Never been.
Oh, yeah, those are always right there, Mike. So, I mean, it's a big thing when you're a kid, I guess. I think somebody was trying to get in there. I'm not sure if Mike doubled over him. Whoever it was, try it again.
Yeah, this is WSKY567. Just listening in. Enjoy your conversations in the morning.
Oh, good morning. Where are you located?
I'm in the northeast corner of AFC.
Oh, okay. Ypsilanti. Holy moly. Yeah, you're out there a little ways. We're all coming from the northeast side there, like St. Clair Shores, Harrison Township, not Harrison Township, the Roseville area, Warren, right in that area there.
Roger that. Yeah, that is a trip. Appreciate that. Thank you, sir.
Oh, you're welcome, and good morning. Charlie? Well, what's the chances of another call sign coming up 567 like Sam? That's awesome. Good morning out there. Name is Charlie, and in Roseville, heading into Warren.
Yeah, I finally got my antenna up a little ways, got it up around 30 feet, so I'm banging that Detroit repeater pretty nice for sure.
Yeah, you're in pretty good. How much power are you putting out?
25-watt unit, I doubt that I'm putting that out. Probably maybe somewhere around 20 watts. I do have some nice coaxial, so it's working out pretty good.
Okay, so here we'll ask a couple questions. What is the radio, and what is the coax?
The Radiodity DB20, and the coax is an LMR400.
How long is that coax?
Got about 50 foot total.
Oh yeah, you're probably only losing like 1.3 dB. I think per 100 foot on that is like at 100 foot at 400 megahertz or something. 450 is like 2.7 dB. So you cut that in half right out of the gate, you know, being at 50 foot. So you're probably down there around 1.3 dB loss. So you're getting 3/4 of your power to the antenna anyways.
Roger that. Yeah, the antenna's supposed to put out about a 6.5 dB gain. So I figure between the two, it's pretty much a wash.
Right. What kind of antenna?
You know, that I don't remember the name right off the top of my head. I'm getting that age, I can't remember dang thing. But it's a good long one. The darn thing's like 5-6 foot tall.
Yeah, okay. So it's probably 6.5 dBi, so you probably got 4.4 dB real dog biscuit. So, all right, very good. Well, it's working well for you. Mike?
He's like full flight in the meter. I mean, it, you know, it, yeah, sounds good.
jump in there real quick. That's weird that you have the same last numbers as me. WSHF 567.
Okay, we'll have a little class here real quick. Hold on a minute. Make sure I got it. So for every four letters, it's going to range from 200 to 999. So there's going to be a 567 in every prefix. I don't know why they don't give out 000 to 199. They seem to reserve those for some reason. So, anyways, there you go. But it is kind of odd, like rolling the dice having 2567s out here. WSHM 738 Mobile.
Anyhow, my name is Sam, and I'm out of Warren. WSHF 567.
Yeah, my name is Walt, and WSKY 567. I'm just going to listen in for a little bit and see what the heck's on the net.
Okay, Walt, if you don't mind saying what's your age there, we're just trying to line you up to where we are in life.
Roger that.
Okay, we'll mark you down for Roger that. That's probably somewhere between 50 and 70. All right, Charlie, go ahead.
Yeah, pretty close, 72 today.
Happy birthday.
Birthday.
Audio's a little light, John. Go ahead. Got you in there.
The audio's always really light. I listen to myself on this, and I actually have to talk really close to the handheld.
Yeah, it's a deviation thing. Anyways, where, pray tell, may you be?
Not very far. I had to stop at the plant to cast a union vote, and so I'm just heading down Van Dyke to Gratiot.
Okay, hopefully you voted for Biden. Anyways, go ahead, Charlie.
Yeah, happy birthday out there, Walt. I don't know if I'm making it in from my parking spot, so anyway, we're here. You're in.
You're getting in good, Charlie. And good morning out there, John.
Morning, Mike. I'm just running away because my mobile is not modified. So it's greasy, cold, and I only transmit.
When you're down there, buy a new radio.
That's the problem with these commercial radios. You got to program them. You can't just dial in where you want to talk.
Well, do like Sam did. I forgot what he bought. He bought that DB40G.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I mean, he didn't program a Motorola. He bought a DB40G, man. He just dials in and goes.
Does Bofang make mobiles?
I don't know that.
That's actually a good thing.
That's a good thing I don't know that. I know they sell HDs by the pallet fulls. I know they do that.
And they're cheap as hell, so even a poor guy could hand them out.
Spent proven. Spent proven.
They're cheaper by the gross, Charlie, just like bagels.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to go in and make my coffee, see what's happening, get this day this afternoon, catch you in the morning. WSBT 754. Happy birthday out there, Walt. Yeah, see ya, Charlie. Good morning. Hope you feel better. The Caring Station, WSHM 738.
Charlie, have a good day. WSHF 567. Yeah, I did it right, man. It was either do it right or stay on the porch or stay, you know, wherever. I did it right, man. I put up the antenna and bought the radio, and yeah, I couldn't be any happier.
Oh, yes, you could, Sam.
Could it be any happier? Oh, I know. I don't want to mention it, though.
You could get your ham radio license and have all of those frequencies to use rather than being locked into one band.
You know, I've been thinking about it, but, you know, trouble seems to follow, and I don't think I want to deal with it there, too.
Well, you know, you get your technician license, and then you upgrade to general, and good luck. They'll have to search all of the HF bands to try and find you, and all of the modes.
You got a point there, Sam, because the territory that you're allowed to cover on ham radio is so vast. It's like going out to outer space versus driving around in Roseville, Michigan, or St. Clair Shores, Michigan. So, I mean, for them to get you there for the most part, they'd have to quit their job. They'd be looking forever.
Joe.
Sam, there's another saying that a lot of people used to use. That you want to be a big fish in a little pond or a little fish in a big pond.
You want to be the little fish, Sam.
I just want to be me, and I don't, without the harassment. I want to have conversation on my equipment that I paid for without all the, you know, harassment.
All right. Mike?
I think what he means is he doesn't want to hear any animosity, which I agree.
I thought, John, you were going to applaud me on the Al Abernathy drop.
What was the Al Abernathy?
When I ID'd, I said I was the Caring Station.
Yeah, I was going to respond and say I couldn't care less.
Ho, ho.
Yeah, well, I can't mimic a dot matrix printer. Boy, actually, I was on the air the other day on 75 meters, and we were reminiscing about Chickenhead and Spillman and a bunch of the guys and the 98 crew.
That was back in the day.
That's when ham radio was fun.
It was fun. Remember the other jammer, Baby Huey, KB2UEE, or UEE, David Casper out of Ithaca, New York.
You mean KF3AB?
That was his later call, but in the day when he was playing all that religious stuff on 75 meters, it was KB2UEE. So it's interesting how life, you know, sometimes can become full circle. So later in life, after I got this job somewhere in the 2000s, I had to go none other to Ithaca. There was a place that the entrance to their driveway was at the end of the runway of the Ithaca Airport.
Yeah, well, you know, he became just like many others, many other jammers. He lost his job, too.
I think he had, like, left that town by the time it was the mid-2000s, but, you know, that place that was there is no longer there anymore, ironically. Trying to remember the name of the company. It'll come to me.
Yeah, well, once he went over to Pennsylvania, you know, he ended up getting fired from there for passing out religious flyers on government property, and so they fired him.
Oh, I don't remember all that. Was way after, so kind of, I only remember the time he was on 75 meters.
Well, he was with that KF3AB call. And his buddy, Jordash.
Yeah, right. He was going to a school in Indiana. University of Indiana, where Bobby Knight was the football coach, I mean the basketball coach. That school, that's where he was going.
Is he going to Purdue?
No. Mike, who's Bobby Knight basketball coach for? Was it University of Indiana?
You know what? To be quite frank, I am not sure. I don't know that one.
Oh, yeah, he was the guy that had he was a great coach, and he had a bad temper throwing chairs across the court. So he was a ruffian for sure.
So what you're saying is like another Juwan Howard, our former Michigan head coach.
WSHM 738.
WRWB 49. Yeah, Juwan Howard was like that too, you know. That's why Michigan fired him, because he was, he loses his temper. There was one incident where he ripped the coach up the opposing team by the neck. He wanted to butt heads because of a, I don't know, something to do with the game. I have no clue. Either they lost or there was some type of penalty or I don't know, but flew off the handle.
Well, I imagine there's a lot of pressure with those jobs, but, you know, there's a line somewhere. Where are you at now, John? We're in 75. Yeah, I'm not getting it. Audio's too light and you're noisy.
Schaefer and 75.
Okay, yeah, the three dynamics are getting you, the light audio, the noise, and cabin noise, so three elements making it a little tough.
73 WRUZ 935.
All right, see ya. Have fun down there. He's on his way to Dayton, Mike.
Oh, he's setting up early, eh?
Now, I guess, you know, it's really a Friday, Saturday, Sunday thing. I found Sundays not even worth it. They typically go on Saturday. And I'm not even sure if I'm going now because it's going to rain Saturday. So, and one thing you know about Dayton, at the old place you could almost deal with the rain a little bit. This place you definitely don't want to deal with wet weather. So, but he makes it a big deal, right? Sets up today and
probably be a third of the people there setting up. So it's really a Friday and Saturday thing, in my opinion.
I can honestly say I've never been. The only out-of-town swap I've been to out of the state was Findlay, Ohio. I've been there two or three times. I went to Findlay. That's the only one I went to out of state.
Yeah, okay. Well, I've been going to that thing since somewhere in the 80s. I missed a couple of years. More as of recent times, but it just doesn't seem the same to me anymore. You get used to it being at one place for a long, long time, I've been to the new venue a couple times. I don't really like it as much as I like the old venue, but hey, it is what it is.
Yep. Well. Yeah, the old venue closed down in 2015 or 2014?
Don't remember the year. I hate to even think how many years went by since they've been at the new place. I don't think it's been that long, Mike. Maybe John's still listening, I don't know. Seems like it's been there for about 8 years now, but I'd actually have to look. I don't know. The old place was off exit 58 and 75, Need More Road, and then you went east. It was an old town called Harrison Township, and the place was called Hera Arena.
Oh, okay. Remember the 1 year Mark was looking to,
You dropped out right after somebody was looking for something. You dropped out. Product of a dead battery, I think.
Now my radio died here and plugged it in.
Called that one, right, eh? Sam? Yeah, you just abruptly dropped out mid-sentence, so. Well, anyways, hey, look, I'm almost where I need to be anyhow, so I'll catch you guys later. Have a good morning. WSHM 738.
Have a good one, Paul. Catch you later. WSHF 567.
Yes, we'll catch you later. Yeah, I'm on catching a little bit. I'm going to charge up. WRWB 49, I'll be standing by.
Be monitoring.
Appreciate the conversation, guys. WSKY 567. I'm going to go clear.
Yeah, sorry, Walt. I forgot you were so quiet in there that forgot to say good morning to you. Have a good one, and happy birthday again. I think you said you were 72 today, I think, is what you said. So happy birthday, and have a good one. Nice chatting with you. WSHM 738 Mobile.
WSHF 567, monitoring.
Good morning, everybody. This is WSCT 257. I'm going to be mobile and monitoring.
And we're standing by.
WSHF 567, monitoring. WSHF 567, monitoring. WSHF 567, monitoring.
Well, stand up and be proud. WSHF 567, WSHM 738.
Good afternoon.
How you doing?
No complaints, my backyard's full with lots of repairs, so I'm headed in the right direction.
And it's 65 degrees out and mostly sunny. Beautiful day. One day closer to the weekend.
It's been so long since I took an actual weekend off and closed up and went somewhere. I can't remember.
Well, you need to do it. It's good for the soul.
My wife tells me the same thing.
Clears the mass confusion, substitution, and the clouds inside your head.
My head can never be that cloudy.
Okay, it's good to get away. It's a healthy thing to do. Doesn't have to be elaborate or expensive, you know. Just getting away is good. Up north. little cottage tent, no matter.
Thinking Lakeport State Park this year, take grandkids, you know, make a weekend out of it, maybe a couple weekends out of it, you never know. WSHF 567.
Yeah, is that the one just, like, not far from here? Hour and a half away or something, hour away?
Yeah, I don't know where it's at. I went there as a kid named Georgia Place. That's a good time.
Okay. SHM 738. Wow, look at that boat. It's got four outboard engines on the back end of it. That one probably gets down in boogies. I just wouldn't want to be the guy paying for the gas for it.
I was thinking that same thing.
Catch up to it, I'm going to take a bigger picture of it. So here we go. You sent me a picture of it. Looks like it's a Kamos. I'm not even sure what that boat is. But those are four huge outboard engines, man. Not exactly small.
An expensive day on the lake.
You see the picture?
Yeah, yep, that's an expensive day for sure. I wouldn't want to be the captain of that boat. No, thank you.
That looks like probably a $400,000 boat. At least. You know, I may have misunderstood that. That's probably a $700,000 boat. Nothing to spend $400,000 on a $400,000 on a boat these days. So
that's quite easy, man. They got $1 million boats that are, you know, $1 million boats, just like RVs. A couple $1 million for one of them these days. Nothing.
Yeah, right. It's easy to get there pretty quick. WSHM 738. I never heard of that brand before. CAYMAS. Never quite heard of that one. It's a big boat, but it ain't a big boat by big boat standards. I mean, a heavy-duty pickup truck is towing it, so, I mean, it's not like it's a semi or anything, so. But I bet you that one's probably, I'm going to look it up when I get home, but I bet you that's $700,000 to a mil.
I bet you're probably right, no doubt. WSHF 567, boats are expensive, and so are RVs, man. You know, anything that has to do with camping or recreation, expensive.
You don't need to buy an RV. I think you just buy a trailer and mount some axles on it. It's the same damn thing. Right, that's my one joke for the day. Jammers. Back in the 90s, I used to like these 258 Vistas by Four Winds as a nice boat. You know, like a 25-footer or something. Pretty nice boat back in the day. And a lot cheaper.
Eliners were all right. USHF 567.
To get time later, I have to tell you about the text I got this morning.
Me guess, crud ball.
talk about it here. So I'll talk to you later about it on the phone.
Hey, Paul, I got to leave the base station and go out to the driveway on handheld. Go back to work. WSHF 567. I'll be monitoring from the handheld. I'm back quiet on this one. Bye.
See ya. WSHM
738. WSHF 567, outside on the handheld.
You're good. You're in. No problem there.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. WINW 329 in the morning.
Oh, how you doing there, Tim? WSHM 738.
I'm doing pretty good. Got out of work here. Usually I'm off and running by now, but takes a little while to fill the tank up here at the pump nowadays, so it delayed me another 10 minutes.
Well, it shouldn't take any longer. It just costs more money.
Too, some of these diesel pumps seem like they pump awful slow.
Making you feel you're getting your money's worth.
Don't feel like it. Not at the end result.
After the math is done.
Well, I heard that when all the final math is done.
Yeah, they figure if they slow the pumps, you're there 5 minutes longer. He's like, wow, it felt like I got my money's worth there.
Like $6.09 for diesel. That's totally ridiculous.
Might want to cut the engine out of that thing and put a gas motor in.
I got an e-bike at home I got to finish putting together. Maybe I have to split up the trip to work.
Yeah, it's crazy.
The weather turned out to be pretty nice anyway. The sun's shining, a little breezy, but warmed up pretty good.
Certainly, I agree with you. It's a lot warmer today than it's been for like a few days. And the sun is certainly helping.
I heard you talk about a boat earlier. Did somebody wreck a boat over that way? Did it run into something?
Oh, no. There was a boat being towed on the freeway. New boat. And it had four huge outboards on it. So, I mean, somebody laid down some shimoleons for that thing.
Sounds like the ones you usually see down in Florida with those kind of engines on them.
It was all shrink wrap, so I couldn't see what it is, but I'm kind of interested on what it cost. You know, I'm not paying attention to it in great detail. I said 400,000. Yeah, I think that was 700,000 to a mil the second time I got a look at it. So I have to check them out. I never heard of that brand before it came out. CAYMAS. So, but they're a legit company.
That style of boat, pretty expensive probably. Sell the house, cash out the 401k, sell a couple of kids, and still have a high payment on it.
And then go live down in the Caribbean. Sounds like a plan.
About it anyway. Get the odd ticket here and there.
A few years ago, I was watching YouTube, and there was this guy with this channel on. He had a boat, and they were going to all these different places. Sometimes it was a sailboat or a different boat, and you'd get these women to come along with them. And I mean, they set out for like months and months and months, just hopping from one place to the next. It's like, man, I wish I could afford to do that.
The longer you got a lot of bills, the longer you're away, the higher the pile gets. It'll all be there when you get back, or it might not be.
Well, they put it in foreclosure.
I love the water, but I don't know if I want to be out on that ocean. You can't see land for days at a time going to island, or however they're doing it. It'd be fun, but I don't want to be in the water that long.
It'd be nice for a change. I don't know if I'd want to live my life on a boat as a permanent residency. I'm not sure I'm that guy.
I go out fishing with my brother for about 4 hours in the water. I'm glad to get back on land, and the body's still like it's still moving around an hour later.
Yeah, then I don't think that's the gig for you. If you had enough in 4 hours, I'm pretty sure this is not the gig for you.
Probably could find some better things to do than be on the water permanent.
People live that lifestyle. Boaters are, you know, special individuals. You know, I'm not saying nothing bad about them, but they're different.
Be a boater, but not major. I go to different marinas, stay the night with the kids when they were younger, and that kind of stuff, weekend things. Go to a couple of marinas on the weekend, marinas, stay the weekend, then head back. That was fun.
I knew people with boats, and I've been out on plenty of boats, and they would, dock up at Metro Beach, during the holidays, and hang out along that little river on the north end of Metro. And I remember one year, I don't know if it was Memorial Day or... Well, it was either that or 4th of July, but it was a beautiful day, you know, nice and hot, sunbathing out there, and who come pulling up in his boat, actually, called the Knockout 2. You know who that would have been?
No, I don't know.
Thomas the Hitman Hearn.
I copy that.
Yeah, so he was just a little past all his boxing days in the early 90s there. You know, had lots of money, nice boat shot, so pretty cool seeing him there.
I kind of traded the boat in for a camper. Been doing the camper thing, I don't know, the last 20 years, I guess. The kids grew up, they don't do that stuff no more. But, I still like doing it with the wife. We go out once in a while, the weekend here or there.
Not a big camper, but I remember the one year we all went and rented a log cabin up there at... right up there on 75 a ways. It's a KOA campground by Grand Blanc, up that way, anyways.
Been to a few of them myself, but KOA are pretty nice family-oriented places. They have all the amenities there, but it, again, it all costs money. It all hits the pocket.
That is a fact. All right, well, Tim, I'm close to home here, so I will catch you later. You have a good afternoon. Don't fall asleep on the couch. Take in some of that sun, vitamin D, and enjoy it.
Yeah, I appreciate it. You do the same. I'm going to give it a shot and see how it works out. Catch you later. WRNW 329, clear.
Sure, Sam, I'll talk to you later, too. WSHM 738.
Good afternoon, Sam. WRNW 329. Not sure if you're still out there or not.
USHF 567 monitoring. WSIL 946 WSEU 202. WSHF 567 monitoring. WSEU 202. I'll let you know now, man. This repeater's been clean, man. Let's see how long it goes before you guys tear this one up. Thank you.
afternoon, everybody. This is WSET257, Million Mobile and Monitoring.
WSIP 284, WSET 257.
This is WSIP 284, go ahead 257.
WSIP 284, WSET 257.
This is WSIP 284, go ahead 257.
I've got you loud and clear here. Had to switch radios. I forgot to remove the CCSS code off of the receive on the other radio to be able to hear you back. So switch radios real quick. But yeah, I got you loud and clear. 257, clear and monitored on your final.
Roger that, man. You're coming through loud and clear on my end. Both your transmissions there. I could tell something was going on, but we're back in business. So good to hear. This is WSIP 284. I'll be clear monitoring.